We're going to see a few of these cheeky little buggers start to emerge.
I'm a snake.
Snakes, guys.
I'm a slithery little sneaky snake.
It's one of my favourite pieces
of
audio.
I'm so slithering sneaky because I'm a snake. Slithering in your garden, catching me a mouse.
Nah. Mick Fullerton joins us today from the Western Reptile Removal, and he's here with, he's on me thumb.
He's, not Mick.
Sorry, not Mick.
Mick's over here.
Mick's not on my thumb. Mick, who's on my thumb right now?
So that's Max. He's a southwest carpathian, one of our pet snakes from home.
Beautiful. Okay, and we are filming this, but you're here to share with us some advice around snake season and just basically what to do. And I've been hearing, actually, that we're in for quite the snake season this year.
Oh, definitely. There's a lot more suburbs that have popped up now and, you know, more bushland that's been pushed down, so it's definitely going to get busy. I've had about 3 or 4 calls in the last 3 or 4 days even. So,
really?
And it's not even that warm yet, so it's definitely coming. So, yeah, if people can get prepared, that's definitely the key, I reckon.
Mm-hmm. And if you're wondering just how, you know, big a snake whisperer Mick is, he came in here with a story about nuzzling with a Jew guide just recently, right?
Yeah, just had a super friendly one. I mean, I post a lot of content on social media to get the awareness out there.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't post this one up just with, you know, someone could copy me and cop a whack to the face. But nah, this Jew guide was just, I mean, I've had a lot of them over the years that just sort of stay calm because I keep them calm. And for me, having that, like doing a release and spending an hour with the snake and sitting with it and walking with it, that's just really what I drive. It's,
yeah, cool.
It keeps me going. So
So this one that I'm holding, Max,
yep.
Why is he so incredibly placid and timid and I can just hold him like this and he's just happy chilling and relaxing?
So he's just not a scared snake. He's used to being handled.
Right.
I mean, a snake that's not scared is never going to get defensive and bite.
Okay.
They're only going to bite to protect themselves. So, yeah, he's just used to it. So he's super happy. He actually loves getting to handle that guy.
Does
so,
he?
Yeah.
He's getting quite close to me. Yeah.
Well, what is the best thing for people to do? I know I unfortunately had a snake in my backyard in Riverton, which was the last thing I was expecting. I moved in on the Sunday and I came home on the Tuesday and I found one of my dogs had died from a snake bite. And the other one, thankfully, I was able to save in time just by the time I got home. But I wouldn't have known what to do. I just think that if I had seen the snake, who do I call? Where do I go? Do I try and scare them away or do I just leave them alone, lock the dogs and the kids up? What do you do?
Yeah, so you want to separate kids or dogs first, get it away and don't get too close yourself, especially if a dog's involved or a cat because a snake is in that super defensive mode. So it just wants to, you know, keep itself safe and bite if someone gets too close. But once you do that, you just call the snake catcher, like us, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
There's plenty around now. Actually, there's a lot of, it's like the mine sort of started training people up.
Oh.
So there's a lot of people up there that actually went and got a license to relocate now. Then there's still a few more people like me that have just been doing it forever. Like, you know, growing up loving snakes and, you know, watching Steve Irwin and that sort of stuff. So there's quite a good network now. The last thing you want to do is the old approach is go out there with a shovel.
Oh, no.
I mean, people have died from doing that. Like, the snake just turns into a whole different animal. They don't deserve it, but you're playing with fire.
It's also illegal, isn't it?
It is illegal. Yeah. Big fines too. But it is so dangerous. Like, we do a lot of posting and stuff on social media now, like Facebook with the Western Reptile Removal. But it's mainly for people, especially in Perth, is just getting clued up on what to do and stuff like that.
Yep.
Pressure bandages are a big thing.
Yes.
A lot of call-outs to go to. No one knows. Some people don't know about a pressure bandage, which will save your life. No one's died from a snake bite with a pressure bandage on. I lost a mate when we were kids. We were 14 catching snakes. He got tailed by a tiger. No pressure bandage. So I know exactly how important it is. And it's basically, just doing the research, looking at stuff and, you know, just if you live in Perth, say up in Mount Helena or in the bush somewhere, Wattle Grove where the tigers are going off, just do a bit of research, have snake catchers numbers on standby and have a bit of a protocol, like, you know, pressure bandages in your house just in case something does go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Have the vet's number somewhere quick if your dog gets bitten. It's basically just being aware and having that full-blown awareness.
Being prepared.
Living in this country, like, you have to. And, I mean, our snakes are so venomous.
Mick, nice to chat to you this morning. Thanks for ringing some of your friends as well.